Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo tengo casi 33 años de ser forense. Nunca había visto una escena así.
In spring 2021, reporter Brian Avelar launched an investigation that began in the depths of a grave dug by a serial killer and ended with the government forcing him and other journalists to flee El Salvador. Sonoro and Revista Factum present Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador. The story behind a country where the truth and its citizens' rights are buried under the weight of power.
Señor Ministro, ¿dónde está Karen y Eduardo Guerrero? ¿Dónde están mis hijos?
Listen to Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Twisted News. Hope you're ready to dive into some of the most twisted events happening from around the world. I'm Andrew Fitzgerald. Thanks so much for tuning in. So today, we're going to check out a disturbing story of an individual over in Scotland's capital who wears a mask while creeping around homes looking for a way in. We'll also go up north to Canada and learn about a scary case of 8 teenage girls who were recently charged with second-degree murder. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Creepy Masked Man. In an ideal world, it would be nice to be able to leave our doors and windows unlocked at night without a fear in the world creeping in. In some towns, people do feel this level of safety in their communities, but as they say, it's always better to be safe than sorry. In Edinburgh, Scotland, people may soon start changing their routines and securing their homes, all because of a creepy encounter caught on camera. At around 8 in the morning on December 13th, 2022, a resident from the Gilmerton area, which sits just southeast of the city center, reported to authorities that about 5 hours earlier, they saw a mysterious masked man lurking around town. CCTV footage from one of the residents showed this person suspiciously wandering up the driveway of a house. He peeked into a couple of windows and even tried opening them, and the front door as well, but couldn't get in. His head and face were covered with what seemed to be a hood and a mask. In an image from the CCTV released by authorities, the man even seemed to intentionally stop in front of the security camera to be captured. But this wasn't all, because a similar incident in Edinburgh was also caught on a Ring camera just a few months prior. This was also reported to authorities in the video posted to the local community's Facebook group. This took place at around 4 in the morning, and a Ring camera from a home caught a man wearing a face mask and a hoodie approaching the front door. Seemingly aware of the camera, he attempted to hide his body along a wall and reached out for the doorknob. Luckily, though, this door was locked as well. He was also unfazed by the porch light that was probably motion activated and illuminated his face. Really, only after realizing that he couldn't break in is when he calmly walked away. While you might assume that these men were likely scouting houses to rob, their true intentions remain uncertain. No arrests or follow-up reports regarding these mysterious encounters have been made public, but the people around Scotland, if they're smart, are certainly making sure to keep everything locked up tight. There have, of course, been many cases where intruders break into homes not to rob but to kidnap the residents, and there have been a number of horrifying stories of creepy people breaking into homes and hiding in one of the rooms or closets, just waiting for the right time to hurt or violate those living there. Aside from what's been shared on social media and local news outlets, there are no further details regarding this case. However, police have reminded communities to continue making sure to keep their homes safe from possible invasion and theft, not only by keeping the doors and windows locked, but also by reminding residents to not hide keys in conspicuous places like under rugs, pots, and even the door locks. The authorities also shared other ways to ensure the safety of residents by reinforcing the locks in the house and picking better glass window glazing. It can be disheartening to know that the community you once felt safe around has started to change for the worse, but just stay vigilant out there and don't let a couple of creepers ruin your day. Number 2, 18 girls charged with second-degree murder. On December 18th, just past midnight, paramedics responded to a call at One University Ave in downtown Toronto, Canada. There, they transported a man who had sustained multiple stab wounds to the hospital's trauma center. Unfortunately, though, it was too late to save him, and he passed away at the hospital. The man, identified only as Kenny, was 59 years old and a former resident in the area who was there visiting a friend. At the time of this incident, they were hanging out near the intersection of University Ave and York Street, along with another pair, and they were drinking and smoking cigarettes. A group of young women happened to pass by and apparently decided they wanted the alcohol they had and tried to snatch it away. This was when Kenny, according to his friend, Erica Chin, stepped in to stop the group, but things quickly escalated as the two groups started to yell and argue. As described by police, the women started to swarm on to Kenny. The next thing Erica saw was Kenny's bleeding face as he lay on the ground. That's when she realized the attackers had stabbed her friend repeatedly before fleeing. It didn't take long, though, before police tracked down the attackers, who were a bunch of teenage girls between the ages of 13 to 16. Strangely, they had all initially met online before meeting up in person. The girls all came from different parts of the city, and it's still unclear how long they had known one another. There were 8 girls in total, 3 13-year-olds, 3 14-year-olds, and 2 16-year-olds, who were placed in custody and later charged with second-degree murder. None of their names, though, have been released due to their ages. When the girls were arrested, the police also managed to bag several weapons, which were, again, not detailed to the public. At least 3 of the girls had police records from their past as well. Authorities say that the same group was also involved in a different altercation earlier that day, and they are still finding leads that can help them provide a timeline of the girls' activities leading up to Kenny's murder. Whether their plan all along was to wreak havoc in Toronto is unknown, but it sounds like they had bad intentions from the start. And this wouldn't be the first, as several group attacks by teenagers across Canada have been reported prior to this one. Some were recorded and uploaded to social media, which, according to a child therapist interviewed on the news, makes violent attacks seem like a normal thing for teens to do, either to emulate those videos or as a form of sick entertainment. It really is a sad reality that we now live in a world where violence and crime can be seen as something normal for young people. Whatever the motivations of those girls, as well as the other groups, it's imperative that they understand that what they did and how they think is wrong and unacceptable. Hopefully, authorities will be able to make an example of them, stop these incidents from continuing, before they get further out of hand. So there you go, guys. Two of the most strange and scary cases for you to digest this week. Remember to always stay vigilant out there. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys in the next one.